one thing Vancouver does right, it's make a good eggs benny. I was having eggs benny with my good friend and famous architect, Jonathan Stembridge Rickenbacker, at one of our favorite cafes, a friendly place in Little India. Actually, I think the staff were all Filipino, so we might have been a bit north in Little Philippines. Although, that's probably too far north, so it was probably more like Little Poland. Suffice to say, Vancouver's ethnic geographies do not model world geographies. Back in Texas, we had a saying, Vancouver's ethnic geographies do not model world geographies. Or at least that's the saying I try to get going whenever I go back to visit the family ranch. It hasn't really caught on there, so maybe I should put a y'all on the end. Let's try it. Vancouver's ethnic geographies do not model world geographies, y'all. That's much better. Anyway, as usual, my conversations with John covered a wide landscape, as varied as Vancouver's ethnic populations. You see, whenever something's bothering me, John usually has more than a few good thoughts about it. If he wasn't already a successful architect, I might suggest that he jump into the world of fake doctoring. He might not become the most famous fake doctor of our time, but I think he'd do pretty well. As it happens, I'd had a fight with Midgey, and I was still pretty angry about it. I avoided talking about it for a while, but it was still on my mind, so before I moved on to my second Benny, I mentioned it to him. John thought about it for a moment, then said, "Have you tried yoga?" "Well, no," I said, "but I'm not a 35-year-old soccer mom." John laughed and said, "It's not just for moms looking to regain their youthful shape. It has a great benefit for men, perhaps especially for men." I frowned at him. "Well, why especially for men?" I asked him. "Because, as you probably know," he said, "movement can be essential for men to work through emotions faster." "I do know that," I said. "It's my business to know these things." "Right," said John. "But some types of movement, like running at the gym or playing basketball, don't allow the kind of space within where those emotions can actually surface. I mean, they still will to a small degree, but I find that the best tools for getting something like anger out of your system is an activity that is both physical and meditative." Now, folks, considering the great shape that John is in, both physically and emotionally, his suggestion did get me to pondering. "Do you remember Forrest Gump?" John asked suddenly. "Well, of course," I said. "Best movie of 1994. "Well, don't forget," said John, "Speed with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock came out in 1994. "Oh, right," I said. "I retract my statement." "Anyway," he said, "remember how Forrest Gump decides to start running one day and then just keeps running for 3 or 4 years? "Well, of course," I said. "Well, that happens right after Jenny leaves him. He finally gets the love of his life, and she leaves in the middle of the night, and he's devastated. Running across the country allowed him to process what he was feeling rather than just sit and stew in it. You see, Forrest Gump is about a man who carries deep wisdom just by being who he is, but doesn't have the self-awareness to know his own value. He just does what his instincts tell him to do, which would be the right answer for any of us. In a way, Forrest Gump is someone who is gifted with the ability to get out of his own way." I listened and thought about John's words while I finished off my breakfast. "You know," I said, "True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis came out in 1994. "That's right," said John. "Remember when the terrorist gets caught on the missile attached to the Harrier jet that Arnold is flying, and then he fires the missile at the terrorist helicopter? Well, how could I? I said. I think Arnold showed all men how adventurous we are capable of being in ways the women in our lives may not even suspect. John smiled. I'll drink to that, he said, and we clinked our latte mugs together. In that moment, I forgot all about my anger, so fortunately I may not have to go to a yoga class after all. But I thought it might be some good information for some men, so why not share it with you? After all, there's no such thing as too good of a man, although, admittedly, I come dangerously close. Just my thoughts. I'm Dr. Matt.